Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. We have Denise York has brought some special guests in studio. Good morning, Denise. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing, James?
Doing well. So what are updates here today?
Okay, so updates, I just wanted to quickly go over, you know, school's out. And it looks like, I'm just looking through the calendars, and there's so much going on. So, you know, if you got kids at home or something, there's swim team, swimming lessons, golf, basketball camps, wrestling camps, sewing workshops, summer STEM camps at the library, just a lot of things to do. So don't sit at home and say, you know, there's nothing to do here in Coffeeville, because there is a lot. Most of that you can find, you know, city website, chamber, whatever. So go out and see what you can get your kids into and support everything that's going on. I wanted to bring up Summer Celebration again. That's 6 weeks from now. So if you want to sponsor, be a vendor, or a volunteer, get a hold of Gail Smith at 252-8688 or Kathy Smith at 252-5155. And then some downtown updates, UP Park. We've got some additional green space going in, lights. There's like it's not really a gazebo. It's like a, it kind of looks like a train depot, if you ask me, but getting ready to put those in. And we're going to highlight somehow Coffeeville bricks. So have all the bricks that were made in Coffeeville somehow in there. I don't think we have it decided yet, but
I know they kind of cleared the concrete out, the you know, parking area out. And so is there any timeline on when they want to kind of get that all open up?
By the end of June.
Okay.
I mean, we've got the poles coming in for lights next week. And there was a big meeting with a lot of people the last couple of days over the bricks and getting the building in and everything.
So excellent.
We're still looking for a caboose. So I'm still trying to track one of those down. Maybe one of these days we'll end up with that. But we haven't given up on it yet. And then the Midland, we've got, you know, Vaudenville's coming up the end of July. But before then, don't forget we have rentals. You can do weddings, baby showers, whatever. Get a hold of Daryl, 620-515-0579. And that helps us with our operational costs during the year. I don't know if everybody's been driving around downtown, but there is a lot of construction going on, a lot of buildings being worked on. There's at least five that are getting, you know, updated and upgraded. It's really starting to look good down there. We've got all the flowers planted in the planters, thanks to the city. And that's where our guests come in. So I've got Aaron and Peggy Titus with us, and they have done a lot of work on the Crest building. And I wanted them to update everybody on what's going on down there. And
yeah, fantastic. Well, welcome to the program. Good to have you both along.
Thank you.
All right. So for those who aren't familiar with you all, can you tell us a little bit kind of about how this whole project came to be?
It's on 9th and Maple. We've owned the building for almost 7 years now. It's been a slow project, but, it's 17,000 square foot of building to work on, so it's taking a little time.
What's the history of the building?
How'd you open the building up? Was built in 1901, so we're 125 years old this year. So, you know, it was in 1903, it became a Chris Five and Dime. And then we're not quite sure when that went out. We're thinking in the mid-60s, and then it was the old Yellow Front for 15, 20 years. And it's been multiple things. It was a Pizza Hut delivery. It, you know, there was all kinds of... Actually, the Sunfire Cafe was in there for a while, too. So it's just been a lot of stuff over the years. So,
well, that's great. So what kind of made you decide to go this route to do an event center?
Just something to do with it. We really wanted to have bands come in. And in between that, because I have another full-time job, I'm a plumber here in town. And so it's just a fill-in stuff, you know. The bands really, you know, get people out. We need something to do in this town, and everybody wants something to do. So I'd love live music. And we do.
So. That's fantastic. So have you been able to do a lot of work yourself, or did you have to hire it done, or what that looked like?
We did most of it ourselves. We have had help, and we've hired some done, too. The floors were a big thing, and they're all original. The floors are in it, so we've redone them. We got grants from the city. We've redone our windows outside. Roof was a big thing. We put a roof on it. And of course, these buildings are old, and roof is a very expensive proposition for these buildings, you know. And that's something a lot of these buildings need. And with the city's help, a lot of people are getting help with that. So it's been great.
Well, that is fantastic. So, Peggy, did you, whose idea was this, or was it a joint idea here?
I'm going to say it was probably his idea, but it has been a family project. It's not just us. Our kids have been a big part of it as well. We have been on an adventure of this for a while.
Yeah.
Well, that is fantastic.
Well, and just for something to do for the younger people in town, too, we're always talking about our younger people moving out of town because there's nothing to do or going out of town. We want to make something for people to be able to do here in town. Our kids, everybody, just anybody. Come out and dance, We have a dance floor and stuff, so.
Come out and dance. We have pool. We have a foosball table.
Yeah, nobody plays foosball anymore, but I love foosball.
It is something to do.
Right.
And they can come in and listen to the music they want to listen to and just gather.
Yeah.
Because that is something that we no longer do. And when we were younger, that's what we always did. We were able to have a gathering place. We don't have that anymore.
Yes.
Well, and just talk. Social media has killed a lot of things I see. Gaming, I guess. When I played games as a child, I'm not saying I didn't. But I got to play an hour a day. Then go outside and do something.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but no, you're right. I mean, we've lost, they call it the third space sort of thing, and we've almost completely lost that.
Yeah, and it's just, and I want to bring, you can't have community without people. Communion, come together. Yeah, so.
Well, so do you have food?
No, we do not have food at this time. Kitchens kind of scares me. I don't want to cook. People probably don't want me to cook, so that's, at this point in time, we don't. I'm open for that. We still have part of our building that it's about 2,000 square foot that we could turn into a kitchen area, but we're not there yet.
Or lease out to somebody.
Exactly,
that
want to. I would help them set that up. I would be more than happy. And everybody I've talked to is like, it's going to be hard to make a building downtown without food. So we're going to try. It's not my main income, so, at this point in time, we're just happy with it and having fun with it. So,
well, that's great. So kind of what are your schedule look like? You have regular hours or, what's kind of the goal with all that?
At this time, we do not have regular hours. We're working towards that because I have, I'm a commercial plumber. I have some other projects I have to finish before I can dedicate total all my time to it. But we do have some music coming up. We're trying to do every 2 weeks is what we're trying to do. And that's fitting in. We have weddings reserved. We have class reunions. So we're trying to fill in. On June 6th, we had...
Destin Triber.
Uh-huh.
He's from Pittsburgh. He'll be coming in. He's an acoustic player, country rock. That'll be fun and exciting. June 20th, we also have Charlie Horse. Seth Riley and Zach Henry. They're going to be a duo that's coming in on June 20th.
And they're from Welch.
They are from Welch.
Pretty much a lot of local people is what we're pulling.
We have been getting, like I said, a lot of response from Facebook, and we are getting our people to come in, our acts to come in from Facebook. So we are listening. We are trying to do what we can to bring in those people.
And go through it. There's a lot to go through to get acts and stuff. Our first night open, I think it was 4 weeks ago, we had Jeff Monk. I graduated with Jeff in 91. He's actually played down here at the Brewfest and stuff. And he's a great guy. He came in, and I've known him for years. His dad was a plumber here in town, Ron Wettstein, and just a great guy, good guy.
What's the cost?
$10 usually what we're doing. Okay. And that's basically to pay for the acts,
Right.
And then I always tell everybody, it's $10. It's hard to find 3 hours of entertainment for $10, And most of everybody we got play straight set lists for 3 hours. They'll stop for 10 minutes in between, keep on playing, They've been great with us.
They have. They've really worked with us in everything that has came their way. We've just really worked and came to an agreement on everything, and we've never had any incidents. We're just having a good time. Just a nice, safe environment for anybody that wants to come.
Well, that's fantastic. So if someone wants to kind of follow along, learn more about your upcoming acts, or maybe they're interested in even performing, what's the best way to learn more?
At this time, we do have a Facebook. It's the Crest Events Center. You can contact me on there. At this point, that's the best way to get a hold of us. If you aren't following us, go find us, because we are going to be up and coming. We aren't stopping. So, you know, we are excited, and we want to bring the community to grow. We want Coffeyville to succeed. We want our downtown to succeed.
Well, our last event was last weekend, and we had people from Illinois that were just walking around downtown. Stop in, hey, what are you doing? Come out tonight, you know, and they came in, had a great time.
They had a wonderful time.
And, you know, his wife used to live here, you know, and they came back to decorate graves. And sounded, you, there's something going on, and they were just more than happy. We had, you know, numerous people like that. We just meet on the sidewalk outside.
Well, you know, that's one of those things where people don't really realize Memorial Day and Veterans Day are actually a really big draw for tourism.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I even went down to Oklahoma, and I in Dewey, and there were people there like, yeah, we're just here for Memorial Day, and, you know, we wanted to stop in this antique store and stuff, it's all over the place.
Well, I mean, you're out decorating and going to all these different places. Yeah, and, you know, they have spare time. They stop, they spend money, you know. I mean, and like these, and these people used to, his wife used to live here, so she's still invested in our community, and that's a great thing too.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, hope folks can stop by your page, learn more, and come to some of those events, because it's a very worthwhile venture. You know, appreciate you guys, you know, putting this on the line to make this happen, because you know, it's not going to happen on its own. So I know it does take a lot of effort, a lot of money. So we do appreciate everything you're doing with that.
Yeah, we do.
Thank
need
you.
Everybody to support downtown.
We do.
And
we
all
do.
The businesses down there. So.
Even if, you know, even if you don't come and support us, come downtown and support, you know, go to the Yoke and eat something. Then you can come over and listen to some music, you know, and we do have a full bar and everything. That's why we're 18 and over, you know, and we will card, you know, we have to. And but we don't want any problems, you know, but we do have a full bar. So, you know, go next door, you know, have a drink, eat some food, and then come watch some music. You
Fantastic.
Know, that's a great thing.
Stop in at the quilt shop.
And there, too.
There.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There are things going on, and that's what somebody does not realize. And we are kind of slow on our signage, but we are working on that so they can see that we are there. We are available, and we want to be in this community.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate everything you're doing. Don't be a stranger here. And we thank you so much for coming on by.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thanks, James.
Hey, wonderful. Well, a great update on the Crest Event Center with Aaron and Peggy Titus. We do appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. And on the way, we have more Open Lane straight ahead here on the Mighty 690.